and we're in.
Yeah, so this is... Are you feeling spooky?
That's a rather odd and forward question to ask.
I mean, it's spooky season, right? You know, it's October, and everyone's all spookied up and making their names October-y themed on Twitter. So I don't know if you're in it. Are you really into that? Like, I don't know if we've ever really discussed how enthusiastic you are about Halloween.
So I enjoy the All Hallows Eve, if you will, but like, spooky season annoys me a little bit. Like, when did it become spooky instead of like scary? Like, Halloween is like All Hallows Eve, not this. It's spooky season.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It had something to do with the internet, I'm sure of it. But like, at some point, October and like Halloween and the spookiness became sort of an aesthetic instead of like actually like creepy, scary sort of thing. And like, I don't know. It like spooky, like spooky, scary skeletons and like dancing skeletons. And like, it's all.
I feel like it was with the creation, this goes back a little bit, of pumpkin spice lattes, when like Halloween and fall just became super popular, as opposed to prior, fall wasn't a big deal. It was like goth kids.
So like, I know one of the big things on the internet, or at least, I don't know if it's on the internet, but you know, big titty goth girlfriend is like a big sort of aesthetic. Whoa. And thing that goes around. And I've never been a goth. I'm not into scary movies most of the time. I'm not big on like
the vampire earlier
and werewolves and just like the goth aesthetic. And then it sort of like morphed into like October is all spooky all the time, and like that aesthetic sort of washed over October, and everyone gets, you know, Halloween-y sometimes in like September. Like they've got like the retail section of Halloween, where like once summer is over with, like as soon as we start September, they're selling candy corn and jack-o'-lanterns and all that stuff. And like, people just sort of turn fall into Halloween instead of fall.
That I could see with like just capitalism of like, oh, let's have the Christmas season stretch out, and then if Thanksgiving has to get pushed back, or I don't even know if there is a commercialization of Thanksgiving other than sales.
Commercialization.
Like, but like, then you have to start earlier to start selling stuff for Halloween. And I don't know, like, I feel like growing up, Halloween wasn't like a season. It wasn't like all of that stuff. It was just Halloween, and like October is when candy went on sale, but it wasn't a whole vibe.
I mean, but then again, as a kid, you don't really control the vibe, you know? Like, I remember as a kid really looking forward to Halloween and doing trick-or-treating, but, like, I wasn't ready to trick-or-treat October 1st. Like, I knew it was, like, a specific time at the end of the month. And at some point in our adult lives, and then, like, even in, like, college and, like, the 20s years, the costume parties became a thing where like people would dress up in the costumes and you know, have like a fun party on Halloween nights. And that was a thing, but that was still like the weekends around Halloween. It wasn't like an all month affair. And at some point, I don't know, it became all October is now Halloween-tober.
Which, I mean, I don't see it as a bad thing. Like, that part I'm okay with, like, the whole month being Halloween-focused. It's just the spooky season thing, or, like, changing your Twitter handle. It's okay, fair enough. Like, I get it, but it is a weird feeling when, like, the old... Like, as a kid, I would know it's Halloween season. I go outside, and there's a crispness to the air, the crackle in the leaves. It's turning orange, and now it's like, oh, I log onto Twitter, and everybody's got spooky names. And that's how it's that time of the year.
Does that just mean you don't get outside as much and you're on Twitter more, maybe?
I think so. But this is even pre this year. It just feels like that. And plus, it annoys me because I actually don't know how to change my name.
It's otherwise, I'd profile, totally... dude. I'll tell you later. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, for me also, like, growing up, my mother was a big decorator. So, like, every season had just, like, decorations all over the house. You know, fall has pumpkins and scarecrows and Halloween-y type stuff, and then Thanksgiving has its own month, and then you get into the winter stuff and snowmen, and that lasts all, and there's Christmas on top of it, but then like winter lasts through like February, and then, you know, there's spring stuff, and she's always had something to decorate with because she loves decorating. Mm-hmm. And so I am the opposite of that, because I grew up with so much of those decorations that I'm like, I'll get like a tiny little pumpkin and put it on the counter, and that's my spooky season decoration.
But was your family cool with Halloween? I mean, like, yeah, the satanic portion, or like the devil's all like, you didn't get into that part?
No, I mean, Halloween was dressing up in a costume and getting candy, and that was pretty much it. Like, there wasn't any weird stuff for my family.
Fair enough. All right. I mean, secularize it. Fine.
It's a gamer. Da-da. We're here. It's a gamer. Da-da. This makes no fucking sense, but we're doing it anyway.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Make Me a Gamer, the spooky generated podcast that's a roguelike for your ears. I'm your host, T-Man, and I'm here with...
Harvey Z, and I'm disgusted at this. What?
Since I know it didn't even make any sense, but I had to do it.
We sold our souls to the Halloween gods.
Well, this is our Halloween-y episode for Make Me a Gamer. I'm not sure how close it's coming out to Halloween, because I'm a little... The schedule and me putting out the podcast got a little warped because I got a little behind. But this should be coming out late October. It might be a little bit before Halloween. It might be a little bit after. I don't know for sure, but it can't be after. It's definitely before, but how far before? This is... sausage. We're not talking about sausage on Halloween. We're talking about candy. And so this episode, we talked about it. We kind of hinted at it and started going in this direction in several podcasts earlier this year. But we really wanted to talk about zombies. And Harvey was like, I want to save this for a full-on zombie podcast every time it came up. So this is going to be our zombie-themed podcast for Halloween and all your spooky, scary needs.
Should be like zombie season, not spooky season.
Zombie season just sounds like we're getting haunted by like undead hornets or something.
Undead bees, I would be terrified of.
Imagine if a wasp stung you, like lost its stinger, died, and then came back to life to harass you more.
I mean, so we don't need to get into my like love of like insects and the fascinating world, because there are zombie funguses that prey on ants, and there are like wasps that inject like eggs into spiders and stuff. Like, that's the real spooky shit, god damn it.
that's fair. So before we get into like full-on zombie discussion, I have a little game that I wanted to start the episode with.
Ooh.
And what I've done is I've put together a list of 13 titles of
nice
games that have dead in the title, except some of them aren't actually games. And
okay.
So what I'm going to list each title, and Harvey Z, with your expert Make Me a Gamer knowledge, you're going to have to tell me whether, yes, this is an actual game that exists, or no, it's a game that T-Man completely made up just for this segment.
I feel like there's going to be one that I'm going to nail 100%.
Well, there's 13. I gave, you know, I went with the spooky number. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying how many are real and how many I faked, but there is a spread of both.
Let's
in
do
there.
It. I feel confident, actually. I feel good about right. This one.
I'm not sure how well I did at faking the names, but we'll see, you know? We'll see what's going on. And I tried to spruce it up and also not use names that you already had or would know already. But maybe you will. I don't know. We'll go. We'll see how much zombie research you did ahead of time and how much you know. Okay, so first game title. Deadhead Fred.
This sounds familiar. This is a real thing. I don't know what it is or if it's movies or games, but this is real. I just have to say if it's a video game or not a video game.
Yeah, yeah. It's either a real video game or a game title that I completely made up just for this.
I think this is real.
Okay.
Is
you
it?
You are correct, sir. It is a real video game. Deadhead Fred is a horror comedy action adventure video game for the PSP. And it was a single player experience where the title character Fred is a private investigator with the ability to switch heads. He gets murdered and decapitated and comes back to life and switches heads and is part of the gameplay. And it has noir and sort of stuff.
Okay.
In the adventure game. But yeah, it's a real game.
My goal is to get like 7 of these right.
That would be 50%. All right. Mm-hmm. Next game, Rock of the Dead.
This doesn't even make sense. Rock of the Dead? Like, no. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is real.
You do not think this is real?
Because Rock of the Dead, like a dead guy's rock? Are we going with rock and roll? But Rock of the Dead, it's just, it's too clunky to be a video game title. It's not snazzy. It's not catchy. Like, no.
Well, you are incorrect, sir. Rock of the Dead is an actual video game.
It was released
in 2000 Dead. You play it with a guitar controller like from Guitar Hero and Rock Band, and you're fighting zombies with the power of rock music.
Oh my god. This is like, we truly have sold out. Like, as a culture.
All right, so that's 1-2 so far. Next one, Call of Duty Dead to Rights.
Oh crap, I know that these games do have a zombie one. Dead to Rights seems as good as anything to make like a dead reference. Although Dead to Rights sounds very cowboyish, not. I'll say yes, it's real.
I'm sorry, you have been fooled by the T-Man. Call of, so
you put in a real game.
So Call of Duty has a zombie mode in it. But they've never made like a just zombie game. It's always been like Call of Duty World at War, or Call of Duty Black Ops, and then they have a zombie mode in the game. But there's never been a full dead named.
So 1-2 right now.
Yeah, 1-2. Next game, Dead Nation.
Oh god, this is just, I mean, you just take two words, one of them's dead already. Dead Nation. Honestly, it could go either way. I'm going to say no.
Sorry, Harvey. You are 1-3.
What? What is Dead Nation about? When did it? What?
Dead Nation is a top-down shoot-em-up. Came out in 2010. It's basically takes place in zombie apocalypse, and it's a shooter where you're running around killing zombies.
Again, we need more creative video game titles. Like, none of these games appeal to me.
Oh, yeah. That's why I thought this would be fun, because there's so many dead titles that are just like...
Okay.
If you don't have any frame of reference to it, it's like, what is this even a thing? Okay. Next one. Yakuza Dead Souls.
So now, in my zombie research, I did learn there is a Yakuza game that has zombies in it. But now, because of your stupid, like, Call of Duty thing, I don't know what it's called. Yes, this is real?
You are correct.
Whew. And all the right. fact that it's called Dead Souls is like...
Yeah, this one is, it's basically a spinoff of the Yakuza series where they just added zombies. And it's not like a mainline actual part of the narrative story sort of thing. It was just like, we wanted to make a zombie game and we made it out of Yakuza.
And I feel like this was the one that was most designed to trip me up. Like, in the sense of, I'd be like, I know these are just two video game series that you've smushed together.
Yeah, it is. It is a very, like, sounding made up title, because you got Dead Souls, this like Dark Souls and all that sort of stuff. But no, it's a real game, and
you saw
through it.
2-3, still alive.
2-3. All right, next one, Cooking of the Dead.
Oh god, this sounds so dumb that I could see this as like a pocket game. Sure, why not?
Ah, yes. I got you again.
It's just, it's so dumb at this point. I have to kind of say, yeah, why not? Like, spooky season.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like something stupid, like a plant, like Plants versus Zombies, right? Is a stupid title, but an actual game, you know. Can't imagine Cooking Mama, but with zombies.
That's what I pictured.
Yeah. All right. Not doing great so far, but we still got, it's got a bunch
left. 2-4. Still, I can go on a streak.
Yeah, you got it. All right, next one. World of Warcraft, The Deadlands.
Isn't there a new World of Warcraft coming out? Is it this thing? I know there's zombies in World of Warcraft. So can I hear the title one more time?
World of Warcraft, The Deadlands.
Yes, I think this is a real location. I just don't know if it's a game.
So I'm sorry, it is in fact not a game. Another one I made up. I'm pretty sure the expansion is called Shadowlands.
Fuck, damn it. I knew there was a new expansion coming out. It was like, oh, it's something, yeah, Borderlands, yeah, no. Yeah,
the new expansion that's coming out at the end of the month is called Shadowlands. But fuck. No.
And I even knew that there's like undead shit in it. That one annoys me. Okay.
I wasn't going to give this to easy on you. I'm expecting you to use your gamer knowledge here. And those words made sense in some universe. Okay. Next game title, Deadlift.
Like, I can't even metagame and go, like, how many were yes and how many were no? Deadlift is like in weightlifting, you just deadlift. I want to say no. This can't be real.
You are correct, sir. I did make that one up.
Oh.
I just found something that combined with some sort of phrase and was like, that sounds like it could be a random game title. Yeah.
So now we're at 3-4?
3-5.
3-5. Oh, boy.
We've done 8 so far. You got 3 right, 5 wrong. You still can make your 7 if you go on a tear here at the end.
Okay.
You can only make one more mistake, though. All right. Next one. The Typing of the Dead.
This is real. I researched this shit. This is like House of the Dead with like Mavis Beacon.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's, that one, I was hoping it would maybe trip you up after all the other weird Rock of the Dead and Cooking of the Dead sort of things. But
even before my research, I knew this existed because I was like, I could play a game like this. It's educational.
I saw it and I was so like, House of the Dead, but as a typing instruction thing? Like, what? What's going on? Okay. Next one. Deadpocalypse.
Oh, god damn you. You didn't even, like, add words. You just, like, smushed dead into other words now. Deadpocalypse. It's so dumb. Why not? Because I'm offended if you actually just created Deadpocalypse.
Get ready to be offended because I totally made that one up.
You just, you fuck. You didn't even use a full word there. You just put dead in it.
Come on. But you can see that being a video game title, can't you?
Yes.
Like, that's how stupid video game titles have gotten. Oh, God.
Like, okay, so we're at like 4-6?
Right. Yeah, 4-6. There's 3 left. You got to get all these right to get to 7. This is for the big money. Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare.
You bastard. You could have just left it at Red Dead Redemption and I would have been good. I'm going to say no. The nightmare part is actually the one part that makes me go, huh.
I'm sorry, sir, but this is an actual game. It was.
Is it a spinoff or is it a full game?
What? I'm not entirely sure on it. It was like an expansion done to Red Dead Redemption that isn't a part of the regular story, but it's basically Red Dead Redemption, but with zombies. I thought you could buy it by itself, and it was like its own thing. Like it was like an quote-unquote expansion to Red Dead Redemption, but was actually also like its own game. But kind of like a...
I'm going to call foul on this one. Not a game, sir. It's just a spin-off or an add-on.
Like a World of Warcraft expansion, I used that and you didn't say anything about it.
that even that feels like it had more credibility than this one, and that one was fake.
I mean, this one had like a it's a full length game. Like, it's not like just a mode or something that was added. It was like its own like $30 campaign that you had to pay for.
Fine.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It has like notoriety in the sense that it's claimed to be one of the best expansions ever made for any game. Like, and
what?
It was, yeah, I thought for sure it was sold separately and you could get it without Red Dead Redemption, but I could be wrong.
Already?
I know. I mean, I'm looking it up on Amazon and it has like Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare by itself without the...
All right. We'll take a nail here.
Oh, yeah. It says standalone game, meaning that the original Red Dead Redemption game is not required for play. Ha! Gotcha. Next one. Two left. Next one, Deadlight.
I think this is real. I might have liked it on Steam.
Yeah. Deadlight is an actual game. It's a... side-scroller survival horror game. I've played some of it. I don't think I finished it, but I think it's like almost like a puzzle game. It does have like you fighting zombies, but it's also kind of about figuring out platforming and that sort of thing. But yeah, it is an actual game. All right, last one. Zombie Racing Dead Man's Curve.
Oh, it's such a good title. Now, this is like... I'd be impressed if you did that. Dead Man's Curve is perfect. It's so video gamey. I'm going to say, though, that you made this up because the first part of it doesn't make sense. Zombie racing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I did make this one up. But, like, there's so many... Like, there's Garfield Kart, for crying out loud. There's so many stupid racings at this point.
It's all about marketability. Zombie racing? You can't market different types of zombies. It just doesn't work that well.
Sure you can. I don't know. It's not my... I come up with the snazzy titles, okay? It's not my job to come up with the actual gameplay.
Like, but, for me, I'm just thinking of, like, marketability. What can we sell little action figures of? You can't do it with zombie racing. Dead Man's Curve? Oh, yes. Just slap that onto anything.
All right. Well, the final total was 6-7.
All right. So
one shy, but close to 50%. Like, that wasn't too bad.
Keeping it respectable.
That was pretty good. I feel like as a gamer teaching a non-gamer, you know, you coming out and me not being able to fool you too much was a good showing.
It was close.
I'm just really good at naming things that sound like video games. So
Deadpocalypse.
All right, so that was fun. I wanted to do something a little different to just for this episode, and that was fun for me coming up with stupid dead titles. I mean, some of them though, like Typing of the Dead, Rock of the Dead. Like, I found those when I was looking up different zombie games, and I was like, how did we get to this? You know.
I mean,
how did the titles become like this?
Like, Rock of the Dead, now that I think about it, I'm like, it's semi-genius in a back in the boom of when everything was like Guitar Hero and Rock Band and stuff. And it's like, I would kind of totally play that if, like, I was playing, like, different rock songs and stuff, but I had to hit the keys to, like, kill the zombies and, like, have my, like, whoever my action character is, like, simultaneously, like, kicking ass as I play music. I could get into that.
So, just so we're clear here, not only was this using the guitar controllers and, like, being, like, a rhythm game, but it was, like, full-on early 2010, like, style shit, because the main character, voiced by Neil Patrick Harris.
Nice.
And he was using the power of rock to search for his love interest, who was voiced by Felicia Day. Like, if it's that is not, like, early 2010s. Just smushed together, guitar controllers, zombies, Neil Patrick Harris, Felicia Day, like all that together in one. Like, that is an early 2010s video game. Like,
this is just like Dr. Horrible.
yeah, it kind of is. I mean, when did Dr. Horrible come out? Because maybe they just like snagged them
and capitalized on it? I have no idea, actually.
Dr. Horrible 2008, so not okay. quite like in the general vicinity, not like close after it, but huh.
But we know how long it takes to make video games, so maybe they started in like 08, 09, and then
yeah, that's true. Maybe. That's fair. All right. So zombie time. Like, let's talk about zombies and our opinions on them and everything. Now, I told you ahead of time that we were doing this episode, and you said you did a little bit of like background stuff and look some stuff up. Is there anything you want to start off with, or
I mean,
anything like that?
I guess I'll keep it on the question actually of what was your first memory of zombies?
Oh gosh.
Video game or non-video game?
That's actually really tough for me. Like, I want to say Zombies Ate My Neighbors was probably the first like zombie-y thing that I got into.
Wait, prior to that though, like non-video game wise, like I understand, like video game wise, I'd probably agree with you, but
yeah, but like I've never been a big horror movie thing, and I especially wasn't big on horror movies as a kid, and like my parents aren't a fan either, and so I was not inundated with horror-y zombie stuff. I think I like saw Night of the Living Dead, like the original, mm-hmm. on like HBO or TNT or something when I was like in my either very early teens or like middle school age, like 12, 13, somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
That might have been like the first zombie movie I saw. But yeah, it wasn't until like the big zombie uprising of when it became popular with The Walking Dead that I was really got into more zombie related
stuff. Oh, that's like, really late.
Yeah, like I might have seen like the Dawn of the Dead remake as a movie. I read World War Z, but I still think that was like college years, right? Yeah,
World War Z was definitely college. You were in your like not 20s, but like, yeah, it was definitely after 18.
Yeah, World War Z, let's see, 2006. So yeah, that was like late college. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm not nothing.
Like, I can tell
really
you like the zombie movies. Like, so Night of the Living Dead, which you mentioned, came out 1968. So that was kind of the big cultural. And for me, so I remember before, I don't know when Zombies Ate My Neighbors came out. Like, that was the first video game. But like, as a kid, I was really into horror. Like, you remember like the Scholastic book fairs?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where you could like buy books and stuff. I would always buy like the tiny book on vampires, book on ghosts, book on like werewolves, book on like zombies was one. And I loved reading that stuff. And so I had that from like not a mythology, but like these are the legends and tales of what zombies are. And this is what they, and like the other place I really got it was, so my parents like to rent movies, not the HBO style, but like going to like VHS or like renting cassette tapes. I used to love going into the horror aisle and just reading the types of like looking at the boxes and then reading the plots. And I would always be scared but I knew like, oh, these are rated R. I can't watch them, but I would look at the pictures on them. And like always the Night of the Living Dead ones had like the skulls and stuff on them or zombies on the covers. And I would just look at them and read the plots. Like that was my first introduction to horror. And so, like, I loved zombies, and then, I would watch, like, special effect things, and as a kid, they would have, like, movie magic type shows where they would show, like, this is how we made zombie guts, and this is how we made, like, the blood, or this scene from the, because, again, I couldn't watch the movie, but I could watch at least, oh, the making of, and this scene was in there, and I'd be like, oh, this is the way they're showing it, and again, pre-internet, this was how I kind of consumed my horror.
Gotcha. Yeah, like... Like I said, I wasn't a huge zombie or even like horror person. I remember like I distinctly remember being in like I think it was 7th grade, and like everyone came in and like all the kids were talking about Scream 2 because that had just come out, and like a bunch of my classmates who were like 12 had somehow like talked their parents into taking them to see a horror movie or whatever. However they got to see it, they were all talking about it. And I was like, one, I don't know, had I seen Forrest Gump maybe? Like, I don't know if I'd even been to I've been to The Matrix at that point. No, I hadn't. Like, because this was still middle school. So yeah, so I don't think I'd even seen an R movie, maybe like just gotten to see PG-13 movies at this point. And my parents aren't horror people at all in the least, so there wasn't even I didn't have like a cool uncle that was into horror either that showed me those sorts of movies. So it wasn't until much later, probably college-y time, where I got into at least watching like slasher flicks and, you know, Friday the 13th and those sorts of horror-y type things. So I am definitely late on the zombie train.
So Dawn of the Dead was for me, at least, it was always shown on like TBS or like Turner Classic Movies, and so that's how I watched it. But I always saw it basically then censored for TV, not on like HBO and stuff. And so it was never super scary, but I loved, like, so that's what my next question was going to be, is like, if you had to envision a zombie, what is your classic zombie, or what would you want in a zombie? And for me, it's always the old school zombies, but
the shamblers.
I like the shamblers. I don't like fast moving zombies. I think they're bullshit. I think they're like, they are an affront to the genre. If you're going to have a zombie horror, anything, or a zombie, it should be the classic mode.
I am of two different interpretations of it. So I think I prefer classic zombies in the sense of like overwhelming numbers is the most thing to fear from them. But also like the fact that if you let your guard down, a single one can still get you if you're not prepared. So I like that sort of thing over the like debate on whether they should be fast or slow. Like, and in terms of video games, I feel like I prefer like faster zombies in video games because that makes the video gamey part of it more interesting. Like, I think of, when I think zombie video game, the first thing that comes to mind for me is Left 4 Dead. And those are, that is like the introduction, not introduction, but sort of the fast moving zombies that there's like a bunch of them you have to shoot. And also like the super zombie classes where there's like a couple different weird zombies that you have to worry about that are stronger and that sort of thing. And that's what I think of because, like I said, I didn't get into horror and that sort of stuff until much later. So I wasn't even big on like the Resident Evil series. Mm-hmm. I didn't start playing those until I think Resident Evil 4. And that was where it became even more action over horror. And like I've gone back and like I played Resident Evil 2, the remake last year, and got that. And like that shit terrifies me. That sort of like spooky, creepy survival horror with like the slow moving zombies and just like any corner there could be a zombie that jumps out at you, like I was like my terror was ratcheted up to 10 on when I was playing that. But like when I play a game like Left 4 Dead or whatever, when it's more action and you're just kind of mowing down like fast moving ones, like I can get into that a lot better.
See, like, oh, I hate the fast moving ones, but again, that fits into like the whole first person shooters usually, or even like other video games where, again, I don't like things coming up behind me, and the fast ones usually come up behind you kind of thing. Like, I love Dead Island. Dead Island, though, is so hard for me to play once I got to a certain point in the game where they introduced the fast zombie where it just, you hear a scream in the distance and you know it's coming. Like, once it smells you, you hear a scream, and then somewhere rustling through, like, the brushes is going to be a fast zombie coming at you. I couldn't continue the game at that point.
I mean, I feel like Resident Evil 2, the remake, might be up your alley. It's like a third-person shooter with, like, an over-the-shoulder camera, so technically they can still come from behind you, but the way you clear out an area and like you can keep it so like your back is to things and you don't have to worry about something sneaking up on you. And they also, most of the enemies you fight are like the slow moving zombie types. So I feel like you might like that one a little more than Dead Island.
Like, it is the Resident Evil series and the House of the Dead series are like I loved actually watching people play House of the Dead, like, and in the arcade and stuff, because they made so many of them and it was with the light gun. I loved to, like, as a kid, watch people play that game. I didn't want to ever play it myself, but, like, just because for me then, I wasn't the main character. It wasn't popping out to me. I could watch it as a movie and not be scared. And so, like, back in the day when you had people who had, like, stacks of quarters and ready to play, and they would just put it in, and you knew they were going to be at the machine for a long time, and you knew, like, oh, this guy looks like he could beat the game or something. I just love to sit there and watch that.
Gotcha. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. And but also, like, House of the Dead is, like, on rails a lot of the time, especially in the arcade. So, like, you don't really have to worry about something sneaking up on you because you're not in control of the camera. So that's another thing.
And that's also, I think, why it helped, because, like, watching it, like, I knew the first couple of levels pretty well, and it's like, oh, this is where this is going to happen. But I always wanted to watch somebody get further to where, like, I haven't seen this part kind of thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm trying to think of, like, games I enjoyed watching in arcades and stuff and not coming up with a lot. Most of them were, like, the typical four-person brawlers, like The Simpsons or X-Men or, you know, those are the types of games I like playing in the arcade. But they're not. That's not about zombies. We're not going to go down that road. So what, how many zombie video games have you played outside of, like, Dead Island that you said?
That's where it was hard to figure out, because that's where, when I was looking through, like, lists of zombie video games, they counted, I believe, so Zombies Ate My Neighbors, I definitely played the crap out of that. They included, actually, in the franchise, Doom. Noting that, and
Doom, this is where, like, Doom is weird.
Early Doom. So not, I don't know about the new ones where it's more devil, but, like, back in the old days, I don't know if those were zombies in there or such. They counted, Doom, like, in the 90s.
I mean, they're like the dead soldiers who have come back to life and they're kind of, like, possessed. So I'm not... It kind of counts, but I don't know. Like, Doom has always had more of, like, a hell feel to it than, like, the zombie-ish horror of...
The one that I did see in there that I did count, actually, for me, Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Like,
so I've never played any of the Wolfenstein games.
So I played, like, the original kind of pixelated ones, and in there, it basically qualifies in that there are undead soldiers, and because, I mean, there's also Robot Hitler, so, like, yes, you mostly kill Nazis, but there are zombie ones, too, so, but it's not something that's, like, the major force of the game, but it is an enemy in there, so that would be one which qualifies, I suppose, by technicality. But outside of that, like, again, I didn't really get into zombie games. And I'm trying to think of, like, games that had zombies as, like, maybe one or two characters or a boss fight or something. And, like, because the first actual where I was like, I know what I'm getting into and I know that I'm buying this, was Dead Island. Outside of that, like, I didn't buy the Resident Evils. I didn't get into the Day of, like, the House of the Dead series. I was looking through, like, the other major ones. Like, I don't really have those. I don't know. Would you count Dry Bones? He's a skeleton. He's not quite a zombie.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't count Dry Bones. I'm looking at this list. Funny enough, it includes one game that you're a fan of in here, although I would question whether it's a zombie game. It includes Medieval.
Oh, I mean, there are zombies everywhere in that game. Dan, again, is, I mean, he's undead. He's got skeletal features, but there's probably some muscle and sinew back there. But there's definitely zombie hands and stuff like that. But it's, that one was fun. It wasn't like you don't have really slow lumbering zombies or anything like that in the game. Well, yeah.
It's a little more cartoonish versus like a real life sort of zombie.
There's no, like, horror to it or scariness in that sense.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, if I've played any really cartoony games with zombies, other than, like, Plants vs. Zombies, which is
Plants vs. Zombies. Funny. I did play a ton of that.
Yeah, I've played Plants vs. Zombies. I haven't played, like, the shooter that was, like, a spinoff of it. Garden Warfare, I think. But I did play like the original on like my phone or a tablet or something.
And like I can create like so time frames of zombie genres. So we originally had like Day of the Dead and Night of the Living Dead were in the 60s, the George Romero zombies. And it actually didn't really evolve from that until we got into, like they said in the 80s, the Evil Dead series, which has the undead in a little bit different way, but it's tricky on that. You get into the demon side and like Ash versus the zombies, they're not really zombies per se. But outside of that, then it doesn't, again, the genre just never took off until we had House of the Dead and the Resident Evil franchises. That's what then kind of created a renaissance or blowing up in the 2000s then. So that was the 90s. 2000 is when we created basically the Resident Evil franchise, as you noted. They started remaking the movies, and then 28 Days Later came out.
Yeah, 28 Days Later was a big one.
Didn't 2007.
Was that a fast moving one?
That was the first fast one, and they credited actually to those video games earlier of basically Resident Evil and House of the Dead is what made fast zombies. Like George Romero noted, yes, he made an 85 movie that had faster zombies, but he was like, this is not, like, I didn't really create that genre or push it forwards. It's 28 Days Later where they created like a virus. And that was also one of the first times where the zombie infection becomes like medicalized in a way. Because like 1968's Day of the Dead or Dawn of the Dead or whichever of the dead, Night of the Living Dead, was atomic. It was radioactive fears. It was like radioactive waste that goes into the ground, into the graveyard. And then even then in that movie, they didn't name them as zombies. They called them ghouls that came up out of the ground and started slowly shambling and such.
Yeah, like I remember that Night of the Living Dead didn't actually coin the term zombie. Like, I don't remember where that actually came from.
Like,
but I do remember they didn't use it in Night of the Living Dead.
It was Return, I think, or it was one of Romero's sequels that he uses the phrase zombies to, like, officially kind of put a stamp on it. But it was in one of the sequels as opposed to, like, the very first one. And I feel like the very first one, Night of the Living Dead, is a very T-Man movie.
Yeah, like, I've definitely seen Night of the Living Dead because I remember the ending being, like, watching it when I was younger and just, like, not seeing that ending coming at all and being like, holy shit. Like, that one was definitely burned into my brain.
Because it's very much a enclosed space and, like, the psychological drama. And it also is notable for, like, basically having, like, one of the leads or heroes is an African-American man at that time. And a woman as well were also kind of, like, the big two to spoil that movie a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, so looking into it, like, I was like, what does zombies mean and stuff? Because Night of the Living Dead was the first that actually made zombies into, like, this shambling thing. Before that, it was all voodoo related. And it was all about, like, the loss of control. And people feared becoming zombies, not being attacked by zombies. The zombies that attack you is a Romero thing, basically. And from, like, basically Night of the Living Dead was the prototype. And what it became about was zombie movies should then be about small groups of survivors trying to band against, like, these slow-moving, unstoppable force. That's what creates the horror, is that they're just relentless. And what does that kind of do to, like, the paranoia? The, oh, well, how do we survive? And eventually it's about people just turning on each other.
Right.
And, like, oh, how do we deal with, like, somebody turns infected? Like, these are the classic tropes that even Shaun of the Dead, which is humorous, kind of puts all of those so well into its own movie and, like, does it in such a brilliant way. Like, I really loved how Shaun of the Dead did it as well.
Yeah, like, a lot of things about zombie movies and sort of thing is when it's all about, like, the people turning on each other and sort of, like, the humans trying to survive and that sort of, like, people being scared and not being able to, like, face this just, like, ever-present danger. And yeah, like, not to be that person, but, like, I'm pretty sure Shaun of the Dead was, like, my real first introduction into zombies and really getting into it. Like, I think that might have been what sparked it. Definitely, I mean, I am definitely I don't want to say victim, but sort of like the wave of The Walking Dead and Shaun of the Dead and that sort of stuff becoming popular in like the 2000s. That is when I like got more into zombie stuff. So I will never claim to be a sort of original zombie nerd or into stuff beyond that.
Like for me, like Shaun of the Dead was all about like, oh, look, they're hitting this trope. They're doing it now. Oh, they have this. Oh, they have a classic scene where a guy is going to get his guts pulled apart. Like, oh.
Like yeah. it's interesting for me because like as a person who didn't really grow up with horror or still isn't really a big horror person, like I like horror-y stuff and I recognize all the tropes and everything now and I enjoy it, but it's not like my main enthusiasm. Shaun of the Dead was like my big introduction into like zombie-y type stuff, and like Scream was really the first couple movies of horror that I watched. So in both of these cases, I'm like getting into the genre through the parody that is like making fun of all the genre tropes or like highlighting them. And so I'm going back and like watching other stuff like Friday the 13th and, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street and those sorts of things after seeing the trope pointer outer spotlight type thing and being like, oh yeah, I get that now. Oh yeah, I understand why this was highlighted in these movies. And you know, I did the same thing with zombie movies when I would, you know, after Shaun of the Dead. And it's just interesting to me that I'm coming from the other direction where you're seeing Shaun of the Dead and already knowing the tropes and I'm getting the tropes from Shaun of the Dead and then applying them like retroactively.
I feel like that's a lot how like today's generation though consumes media and entertainment is there's stuff being made for like the older generations, but the younger folks get into it, but they're getting into the thing that's already referenced so many times and then they have to go back and figure it out.
I mean, I think though that's always sort of been in play that, you know, the adults making, you know, entertainment for younger kids are making this entertainment like if when they're successful they make entertainment for younger people but also include references that older people will get. For example, and this is just real quick, I don't want to get too far off the zombie theme, but Darkwing Duck, which was a cartoon and something I'm a huge fan of when I was a kid, the game had a character, and I think the character was in the show too. I just know there was one character they added in the game that wasn't in the show, so I don't remember exactly. But there was a character called Moliarty, and he was a mole that was a bad guy. Uh-huh. And it wasn't until I was older and knew about Sherlock Holmes and everything and that I was like, oh my god, it's a play on Moriarty. But at the time, I was just like, oh, he's a mole. Haha, that's a funny name. And like, it's that sort of like, that's always been applied when you're creating stuff where like, if you're good at it and not like Ready Player One writer, you can include these references that people understand and get if they're fans of material, but also like it doesn't interrupt the flow of your storytelling. Yeah. I did want to talk a little bit about the most recent like surge, which came from The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch the show?
I think I even own season one. I probably watched like 2-3 episodes and then just fell off of it. It was too like, I don't know why, it just didn't hold my attention.
So I definitely got into it. I was part of like the big first surge that like watched the first season and got really into like the drama and everything, and I think I got the first compendium of the comic. So like, you know me, I'm not a big comic-y graphic novel type person, but I definitely have like the first compendium of The Walking Dead and read all that based off of the show. And so I was one of the people who watched the show, read the comic, and then when the show started going in the shitter, like, was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, this sucks. And so I think I stopped watching around season 4. I want to say when, like, there's a huge storyline with the governor, and I'm not going to go too much into it, but if you know anything about Walking Dead or have, like, watched it, you know what I'm talking about. And, like, in the comic book, there's a story arc with the governor and it comes to a head, and then, you know, the governor dies because he's a bad guy, and then it moves on to the next story arc. And the what they did with the TV show was the entire season three was the governor story arc, and then at the end of season three, they had the huge battle that was supposed to, that was the end of the arc in the comic, but then the governor survives and they bring him back for season four because he's such a compelling villain. And it's just like, no, you don't, that's not story. And it's just everything that's wrong with like TV adaptations and TV writers thinking they can do a better story based on material and stuff. But like, that is basically where I was like, no, you're dragging this out too much. And this is not good storytelling anymore. And I just kind of fell off on that season. And then that was it.
Huh. For me, like, I appreciate The Walking Dead as like the comic and the art and like fun little trivia pieces. And like, I like how it's elevated comic books, actually. Like, The Walking Dead popularized a lot of other things that I appreciate and enjoy. It sort of was one of the things that really pushed nerd culture a little bit to the forefront, I would say. Mm-hmm. But like, I liked like fun little facts of like, why is it so special? The fact that it's called The Walking Dead, it's because it's one of the banned words actually by the comic book code. You couldn't use this word in your comic books. So the fact that when The Walking Dead was first created and they slapped that title on there, they're basically like saying, fuck you to the comic book code.
Why was it banned?
Oh, that's a whole thing in the 1940s that happened, basically, where the government basically tried to say that comic books led to the corruption of children and youth. Oh, sort of like of how course. We say All video right. games. Like, it was the video games of the day. And it was like this Republican senator guy who like made this whole trial. And it was tacked on to like mafia trials. And then after that came, we have to put comic books in the spotlight. And so the comic book industry saw these things happening, and before even the verdict was given by like the courts that were listening to it, they said, we're going to police ourselves, and they went super extreme. So the original comic book code, which the main people, DC and Marvel, completely followed it up until the 1980s. DC actually followed it into like the late 90s, had such strict rules where you couldn't show people in positions of authority being denigrated or like insulted. So you can't insult police officers, army soldiers. You couldn't show divorce in your comic books. No drug use. No, like if somebody was doing wrong, you had to show they clearly were punished for it. You couldn't use words like goblin was banned. Walking Dead was banned because they were sought to be like, oh, this is going to corrupt the innocent people. And so that created the genre.
Wait, goblin was banned?
Goblin was a banned word. If you go,
so
to the
what did they call the Green Goblin? Or like,
so he came later. And again, he came in like, I would say 70s and 80s. What ended up happening was if you had the comic book code stamp on your comic, major retailers would sell your stuff. And so like comics that would be like Walking Dead or such were basically underground comics or at like comic book stores, but you couldn't get it at like your major retailers. Only DC and Marvel really kind of kept it up. But then, I mean, in the 80s, they had like Iron Man was an alcoholic. They had like Speedy was a junkie, Speedy being the ward of the Green Arrow on DC. Like at that point, people broke away from it in the 70s, but it was still being like rubber stamped as like you had to be a part of the code, but nobody enforced it really anymore. And so Marvel broke away fully in the 90s. They were like, we're not even going to put the damn thing on. DC kept it till like the late 90s. And then they finally said, yeah, it's just a rubber stamp. It's bullshit. And they got rid of it because people were putting drug use and all that sort of stuff. But like the original 1940s era stuff, like, holy crap. That's why like The Walking Dead is called The Walking Dead, because that's a banned term.
Interesting. That's really... I'd never heard about that before. That's very interesting and kind of cool.
It is one of those things I like about...
Not
like,
cool, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like pop culture and the history of like the government actually having like these trials where they pulled like child psychiatrists to actually like talk and discuss about this stuff. And they had forensic hearings and the comic book industry ended up like reacting to this. And what ended up happening was a year later when they gave the verdict, they actually said, nah, comic books don't actually cause all this problem. But like the trial was so scandalous when it was coming out, it was on TV and stuff, that they created this code preemptively so they wouldn't get in trouble. But it sort of monopolized the market. Yeah. Do you know what another random tidbit? The highest, well, there's two parts. The first successful over $100,000 like scaled and everything movie for zombies was over $100,000. You've seen it, I know that, and you enjoyed it.
Would it be like Zombieland?
Zombieland was the first zombie movie that was over $100,000 made back kind of thing.
Interesting.
Like, before that, they were underground movies or horror movies, which never really were successful.
Yeah, between Zombieland came out right around Walking Dead becoming popular too.
Mm-hmm. 2009.
So I can definitely see those two things like resulting in an uptick in zombie stuff.
And then I think the highest grossing one, though, is World War Z in 2013 was the highest grossing as of like that point, I think. And then like zombies at that point, Walking Dead started making huge numbers for like AMC. And it was sort of like popular and cool to have zombies again.
So fresh scoop, well, not fresh scoop, but an early writing project I have that I still have somewhere on some computer. But like the first script I ever started writing was like a zombie movie script. This was back in like 2011, 2012, so early times in like the zombie phenomenon getting big. And like my zombie movie script was basically Scream, but for the zombie genre, and sort of like a people away. Like one of the big things about zombies and the zombie genre that always bugs me is that like nobody ever knows about zombies in the zombie movies, like aside from like Zombieland, which is sort of like a funny one, but like everyone's always fucking shocked that undead are coming to life. Like there's never been zombie fiction or anything, and like it's always like a completely new thing that they never would have expected. And like I wanted to write a script for a movie where like there's a guy who, you know, is like the Randy of zombies and like is just all knows all these sorts of stuff about zombie movies and that sort of thing.
I'll plug that in. Like, but it's interesting that you made it in a, because you're not the one who like loves, you came to it as well backwards. Like,
yeah, like I mean I was using my limited knowledge of zombies at the time, and I would change a lot of it if I went back and finished it now. But like it had slow moving zombies. It was not like fast ones, but it also had like a super zombie as a part
video of game the plot. Influence. Sure.
Yeah. It was influenced a lot of between like Left 4 Dead influence and like other zombie movies and Walking Dead and stuff like that I'd seen. But yeah, I had gone with slow moving zombies. You didn't have to worry about that.
But do you know what the slow-moving zombie represents? Like,
I mean, I probably didn't at the time. I definitely know a lot more now. But like, I was definitely coming at it from a I like humor perspective and want to put a humorous take on this thing that is currently popular and I'm interested in when I was writing the script. But it's sitting on a computer or a USB drive about a third finished, I think. I think I just got into like the meat of act two in terms of writing.
And like, so for the people out there who may not know, like, so, and it was a really nice quote, but I can't like pull it up right now. Like Simon Pegg explains like why he's also a fan of like slow moving zombies. The whole reason you have slow moving zombies is they represent death. They are slow and inevitable, and the whole point that you have survivors who are just trying to basically outlast or outrun death, and perhaps if you're physically fit or you're very clever so you can survive, but eventually just the sheer numbers will catch up to you. And he was pointing out that's why he hates the fast zombies, because the fast ones just turn them into an animalistic monster, and it takes away the inevitable gravitas of like something slow and that you could totally beat right now, but eventually catches up, as opposed to, yeah, a fast one pops out and kills you because you couldn't beat a fast one one-on-one. So I just, oh, zombies are so good. Like, And I'll plug like one movie that most people don't know about. I got to see actually, I think the premiere of it. It's might be a British movie. Anna and the Apocalypse is another really smart, clever musical take on the zombie genre. I would say T-Man, give it a whirl. You might like it.
I mean, I'm not a big musical person, so I might not be the audience for it, but
if you like Shaun of the Dead and you like zombie tropes and you like characters that are aware of what a zombie is, it does it very well in a attack the block sort of way.
Okay. I'll think about it. One last thing I wanted to get to before we close here, as we're getting close to our time. I wanted to mention the video game phenomenon of how video games with zombies absolutely refuse to actually call them zombies and always come up with new terms for their zombies. Like, it's like how in The Walking Dead they never call them zombies. They call them like walkers and that sort of stuff. And then in Days Gone they called them freakers. Like, which, whatever.
I saw that. I didn't know why, but is it they freak out?
No, they're just zombies. Like, I don't know. And let's see what else. Oh, The Last of Us has, technically theirs is like a fungus, and so it's a slightly different take on the undead. But they call them clickers and runners and stuff like that, and they're not called zombies. I'm trying to think of what else. I thought there was one other one.
I feel like it's slightly to be respectful in a way, and I can respect, actually. I know, like, because zombie is a traditional word. It's been around for a long time, and I can see where maybe nowadays people don't want to just, because, like, pull up those associations and everything. Of like, no, ours is different, ours is unique, it's not what you think a zombie is. This is why it's different in some way. Don't think about, this is everything you need to know about zombies, because then you're like, oh, is it the slow moving? Is there radioactive? No, this is our thing.
Yeah, I guess that's right. And it also, I'm looking at, oh, I was going to say Dead Space. That's the one I was thinking of. Because Dead Space has necromorphs, but that one's also like alien, like outer space sort of thing. So I give it a little bit more of a pass.
Space zombies.
But yeah, they're space zombies. And I was just looking it up because I was just curious to see if there was a reason. And like some people posit that like it goes along with my saying of people in zombie movies have never read zombie fiction, and so they wouldn't know the term zombie. And so each world creates its own way to call what to call them because they've technically never seen them before. But it's always so weird to me, you know, that no one has ever come up with the idea of the living dead in fiction.
Like zombie, it's like, I could see living dead. That's better. But like zombie, it's a West African term. And like, it's not a mishmash, but it's an amalgamation, I would say, of two different words. One that means like fetish in one language, and in the other, death. And so death fetish is basically where you get zombie back in like the 1800s. But like, it is kind of weird to suddenly go like, these people wouldn't know that because they don't know anything about zombie culture or such. But it's interesting. Yeah, the naming things, how people do it. Like, I don't know. It's maybe it's for marketing as well. Like, if you want to make toys and stuff again, you can't really jump on to, if everybody sells zombies, you got to sell your thing. You can patent yours.
Maybe
that's the capitalist view then.
All right, well, I think that's a good length zombie or not zombie episode. We can't call it a zombie episode because, you know, we can't call them zombies. What are we going to call this episode? The Living Dead episode of The Living Dead?
I was going to go with like something of the podcast wise, The Living Pod.
Podcast.
Oh, actually, last fun fact, smombies. Have you heard of this term?
What? No, that sounds disgusting for some reason.
Smombies is a real thing, a real life phenomenon. So it's not a fictional thing. Smombies is the term given to basically, it's an amalgamation of smartphone zombies, pedestrians who are walking around with their smartphones and they bump into things. The term for those guys,
they aren't paying attention to
things. So like those people are called smombies, and like they might walk into traffic or they might bump into you or stuff. That is from, yeah, I just saw that word and I was like, that's amusing, actually. I don't mind it. And like, it makes me think of actually Stephen King's book Cell, which introduces the zombie concept, except it's transmitted through like cell phones.
Cool.
So, yeah, Smombies.
Smombies. Got it. Well, that doesn't give us a name for the podcast, but
I was going to mark it, like, I wanted to use the Z term, but unfortunately in this case, the zombies are just zombies. I can't patent it. Zeds.
Oh. Yeah, Harvey Zombie. You can't do that.
Zomzeds?
Zomzeds. That sounds like a really stupid medication. Like Zomzed. It'll keep you from falling asleep.
Oh, I'm thinking Zom. What can I put Zed on? Zedpocalypse. I really like that stupid Deadpocalypse. Zompocalypse.
Deadpocalypse. Oh, yeah. All right, so that's going to do it for us. Unlike this, unlike zombies, this podcast does have to end or die. I don't know, whatever. So our Halloween episode comes to a close. Where can they find you, Harvey Z?
You can find me on Twitter at TheZIsSilent, T-H-A.
You can find me on Twitter at TManPlaysGames. You can find our podcast at Make Me a Podcast. You can always email us with any game or zombie related questions at makemeagamerpodcast@gmail.com. And you can find my writings at tmanwrites.com. That's it for us. Next week will be a not as spooky episode. We'll see what comes on the agenda. Harvey Z, take us out.
Short and sweet. Have a happy Halloween. And fuck spooky season.